Judith Miller isn't done. The former New York Times reporter returns to the witness stand today in the perjury and obstruction of justice trial of Louis Scooter Libby. He's the vice president's former chief of staff. Judith Miller went to jail for 85 days before finally testifying about her contacts with Libby to a grand jury. That grand jury was investigating the leak of a CIA operative's identity. And we have more this morning from NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
Miller looked tense as she stepped up to the witness stand, wearing a black velour jacket and black slacks. Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald quickly put her through her paces, and in 40 minutes had elicited testimony about three separate conversations she had with Scooter Libby, two of them face-to-face meetings in which Libby discussed with her the fact that a leading Bush administration critic of the Iraq War, former Ambassador Joseph Wilson, was married to a CIA operative. Two of the Miller-Libby conversations took place well before Libby has testified he learned about Wilson's wife, and Miller's testimony thus contradicted Libby's claim that he first learned the information from NBC's Tim Russert. Indeed, reporter Miller yesterday became the sixth witness to contradict Libby's account of events, and in earlier testimony yesterday, the jury saw notes indicating that 3 weeks before Libby spoke to Russert, the vice president's chief of staff learned about the CIA identity of Joseph Wilson's wife from none other than Vice President Cheney himself. Also damaging was Miller's testimony that Libby changed the ground rules for their interview when he talked about Wilson's wife and her CIA identity. Until then, Libby had always allowed himself to be referred to as an unidentified senior administration official. But according to Miller, Libby said that in talking about Wilson's wife, he wanted to be referred to as a former Capitol Hill staffer, thus shielding his identity still further. Miller, who has left the New York Times after more than 25 years there, is a controversial figure in this case, with some of her colleagues questioning her forthrightness. Under questioning from Prosecutor Fitzgerald yesterday, Miller sought to explain why, when she finally testified before the grand jury, she had not mentioned the first meeting she had with Scooter Libby, June 23, 2003, when he first disclosed the identity of former Ambassador Wilson's wife. Miller said she had not remembered that meeting until, at Fitzgerald's request, she went back and found her notes from it. In yesterday's testimony, she described Libby as agitated and angry in that first meeting, angry that the vice president was being blamed for sending former Ambassador Wilson on a fact-finding mission and then ignoring Wilson's report. She said that Libby told her it was Wilson's wife who worked at the CIA who had sent her husband on the mission and not the vice president, and that Cheney didn't know anything about it. Defense lawyer William Jeffers sought to undermine Miller's credibility and her memory. If she didn't remember the June 23rd meeting to begin with, how did she now remember such details as Libby's agitation and anger? She said that her notes had helped her remember. Her memory, she said, was note-driven, and the notes, quote, bring to mind a memory. With the defense lawyer quietly seething in disbelief, Miller's demeanor ranged from feisty to flustered. At one point, she violated the cardinal rule for a witness. She volunteered information, saying she had read Ambassador Wilson's book. Defense lawyer Jeffers pounced, and Miller nervously sought to deflect the subject, saying that she had, quote, glanced at it while I was in jail. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.